This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I said a minute ago, talking about trucking, that the supply chain in this economy doesn't run all by itself. Trucking, yes, of course. Also, warehouses, which I mentioned because we got a read on the state of the warehousing industry this morning by way of the Logistics Managers Index, which showed warehousing utilization, literally companies putting stuff on the shelves, rose at the fastest pace in 6 months. So Marketplace's Justin Ho got on the phone today with some businesses to see how they're feeling about warehousing right now.
Over the last few years, figuring out how much product to store in a warehouse has been like watching a wild pendulum.
We had no goods, then we had too much goods, then it swung back to, you know, emptying your warehouse out and putting everything on sale.
That's Pat Whalen, who handles imports at Sahadi Fine Foods, a grocery store in Brooklyn. He says a few months ago, he was trying to keep his warehouses lean, but now he's filling them up because he's got a busy few months ahead.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, they're food holidays.
Thing is, Whalen says he isn't over-ordering like he did early in the pandemic when supply chains were really congested. One reason?
It costs you a lot more to carry inventory today than it did this time last year and a lot more than it did 2 years ago. But you still have to have something.
The price of warehousing has been rising in part because a lot of new warehouses are opening up in metro areas, and those are relatively more expensive to build in, says Zach Rogers at Colorado State University, who puts together the Logistics Managers Index. Rogers says larger companies can afford to pay those higher warehousing prices, but smaller retailers might be more hesitant because they've learned that inventory might not sell.
The small companies got so hurt last year by having too much inventory on hand that they're sort of, I think, scarred by it and are terrified to build inventories up too high.
That said, some retailers are also terrified of not having enough product on hand.
I think after the shortages during the pandemic, I've just tried to make sure I'm not in a position where I'm running low or running out of something.
That's Catherine Reynolds, who handles imports for Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina. She's been keeping her warehouses full of tile to meet demand, since a lot of homeowners are deciding to go ahead with renovations.
We have a lot of ongoing projects that are just starting to hit. They've been in the planning stages for a year or so.
And since Reynolds imports most of her tile from Europe, she wants to ensure she's protected in case her supply chains become congested again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.